I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They just got it away, and it's Swift with a catch, and still going. DeAndre Swift veers into the end zone.
Super fun highlight. Yay, Dan. 800-636-1067. That's your terrible defense allowing another huge play to a guy that only plays well against Washington. Welcome back. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan, and yes, I'm still furious. Danny Ruggier with you for about another hour or so. You'll never guess. You'll never, ever guess. Have you guys seen the news? Have you guys seen on Twitter? Everybody shut down Elon's app right now. Toby, Ryan, Darius, look away. Hands free. Show me hands. Show me hands, Toby. Show me hands. Guessing game, Darius. Here we go. Guessing game. You got it. Now you can show me. You can use your hands for the guessing game. Who's visiting Washington? What player is visiting Washington tomorrow? Who is visiting Washington tomorrow? Here's a hint. It didn't go well in his first stop. Start with Ryan.
I think I'm going to nail this one. Treylon Burks.
You saw it, you jerk.
I swear on everything.
Do you guys remember the time Ryan sandbagged the game by pretending you didn't see?
No, I swear I did not.
It's not that you got it right. It's the lying that hurts. That's what hurts. You knew Treylon Burks' visit plans. You knew a guy that's been out of football this year because he was a failure. You knew that guy was coming tomorrow. Put your hands down. It's the lying. That's the big, that's, and now it's the, what? You know what? You know exactly what. You Gen Z liar. You lying young person. You fibber. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, Treylon Burks is coming. So that'll solve it, I guess. Treylon Burks. The guy that Tennessee said we're good on A.J. Brown for. Treylon Burks. 699 yards over 3 years in his NFL career. He's visiting tomorrow. So, you know, that's happening. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. You heard from Dan Quinn on the 6 o'clock hour. Gave a little pressy pressersons. We'll talk about that later on. But I want to talk about this defense. This defense drives me crazy. And I feel like I'm taking the aforementioned crazy pills, watching them play. Every time a big play happens against them, not every time, let me back that up, like Cisco. 50% of the time, a big play happens against them. It gets called back because of something that has nothing to do with them. It's a procedural penalty, a guy lining up in the wrong spot, see Chargers. A touchdown wiped off the board because the left tackle just was in a normal left tackle spot. And they're like, yep, that's totally illegal. The number of times they've been bailed out by an Olamide Zaccheaus drop, which took 80-plus yards off the board. By a procedural penalty, which took, again, 60, 70 yards off the board against the Chargers last week. This week they added unable to stop the run to their resume. Because, they've been excellent. Really, really good against the run. As it stands, they are, as I've been hammering since the start of this thing, the sixth worst team in terms of defending the pass. They are, I believe, I've got this right, the, let me see, they are seventh worst, or no, tied for sixth. I was right on both. They're sixth worst in yards per play, sixth worst against the pass. Run defense now is the middle of the pack because they were bad last night. But in general, they've been excellent in terms of dealing with running backs this year. Excellent. Not hyperbolic either. They had been really, really, really good. What had gotten them, occasional quarterback scramble, but even still the rushing totals look good. Quarterback scrambles, some end arounds, which again, you still got to defend them, but it's not the down in, down out, 20 carry per game going to running backs. They had been really, really good entering last night, and last night they were terrible, which bumped them down in the middle of the pack. It's early enough in the season where if you make DeAndre Swift look like Gale Sayers, it's going to really hurt your rankings. But in general, this pass defense is atrocious. Their only ability to stop the pass comes when the offense messes up or they are able to hit the quarterback, which has happened a lot more against the bad offenses with beat-up offensive lines that are makeshift. Now, you're good enough to take advantage of those, to their credit. Von Miller, Dorrance Armstrong, Johnny Newton, Daron Payne, Kinlaw to a degree. But you're not going to get to play the makeshift offensive line every week. You're not going to get to play Russell Wilson, deer in headlights, every week. The next time you see the Giants, it's Jackson Dart running all over the place. So to me, this defense remains the problem. The offense hasn't gotten going yet, and they're still ranked much higher than the defense is in nearly any and every positive category. They don't get takeaways, ever. No takeaways. They are down at the bottom of this league. Ready? I'm going to start slowly scrolling down. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the Jaguars, by the way, that's right, lead the NFL in takeaways. Here's my scrolling. Scroll once. I don't see Washington. Scroll twice. Don't see Washington. I scroll thrice. They are tied with the Ravens. Now, normally that'd be good. But this is this year's Ravens. You know, the 1-5 Ravens, the broken defense Ravens. You know, the worst defense in the sport Ravens. They're tied with the Ravens. A turnover ahead of the Jets by virtue of their two turnover game last week. They do not force turnovers. You can give up a lot, if you're able to take the ball away on occasion. More than 0.5 times per game. Wait, let me do my math again. 3 turnovers, 6 games. Yep.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
0.5. That's what Dan Quinn's defenses did in Dallas. They gave up yards, man. They were going to get burned deep sometimes. But they were going to turn you over. They were going to jump a route. They were going to be aggressive. What is this group doing? What do? They give up stuff, and they're passive, and they don't take it away. This defense is horrendous. And I understand it being bad last year. I do. A lot of people didn't. I do. When you drafted, and you're Ron Rivera and all the Martys, who again were underqualified and they were boobs and shouldn't have had their jobs, okay? But when you draft multiple defensive players in the first round and those guys aren't on the roster anymore, yeah, your defense is going to stink on ice. There's going to be a meeting of all the staffers, you know, an all-company meeting. They're going to turn to you and they go, what's going on with the defense? That's your response in the big group meeting. I understand that defense being terrible last year. It was makeshift. They tried to build it on the fly. They brought in Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner, did what they could. A couple of cheap pieces at the wall. This was really about protecting Jaden Daniels. That was their idea, right? Understood it. They had an offseason. They had choices they could have made, and their choices they did make. This was not a spending issue. This was not a, we don't have the resources right now. You have a rookie quarterback. I know you're dealing with the McLaurin thing, and I know he held in and held out forever and signed a team-friendly deal, but you still had cap room. You still were able to improve a lot here, and you didn't. That's my frustration. That's my extreme frustration here. I was not asking, and I'm still not asking, by the way, for a top 10 juggernaut unit. I am not telling you that you have to be the bleeping Denver Broncos. I'm not. Denver's awesome on defense. I'm not even asking for that. I'm asking for okay. Can I get okay on defense? If they're just okay on defense, meaning bend, give up some points here and there, but a turnover per week, even I take that, not even two per week, a turnover per week. You average that, I'm a pig in mud. You take it away sometimes, you harass the quarterback sometimes, you cover a little bit, you can get a stop on occasion. A second and 16 isn't a death sentence for your defense. If you do that, if you do the bare minimum, if you do just okay regular people defensive things, like if you're as good as the Jets who are defeated this year, I would be thrilled. Because to me, it's about Jaden Daniels, about the offense, and about doing just enough to just to get the football back to that kid and let him do magic. That's where your bread is buttered. That's where everybody's key card is going to work because of him and his health and then all the rest for the end of time. He's so wonderful. This offense hasn't gotten going yet, and they're still ranked so much higher than this defense. They had an offseason. They went out and signed their guys. They made this in their image. This is what they wanted. They wanted Trey Amos. They wanted Javon Kinlaw. They wanted Dorrance Armstrong and all the rest. These were their opt-ins. They had choices everywhere, all up and down the line of scrimmage. They didn't go sign one of the safeties in free agency. They didn't pay Jeremy Chinn. And again, it's not a, man, we'd love to pay Jeremy, but we just can't afford it. Now, he wanted way more in free agency, and totally fine to let him go. I'm not bitching about that. But the point of the dude's story is, this is a lot more whom they wanted versus last year who they inherited. You had a chance to do something, and this is what they chose. And this defense is still horrendous. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to. I need a film analyzer. Someone to analyze and analysis as the filmers to tell me exactly what's going on defensively. How much is scheme? How much is the fact that you can't leave this guy on an island, and he is being left on an island? How much of it is the scheme was great, but this guy screwed up, or that guy didn't communicate, or this guy didn't tackle? And the tackling. Oh, my God, the tackling. I can't believe it's still this bad. And I can't believe, by the way, the numbers against them haven't been worse. They have been so fortunate. That Chargers game is the microcosm of it. Chargers are walking down that field. Walking down that field. Justin Herbert's blowing kisses to Madison Beer. Madeline Beer or Madison Beer? Madison? Is it Madison? Madison? Toby, what is it? Is it Madison Beer or Madeline Beer? You know what I'm talking about. No one knows what I'm talking about?
Madison Beer.
Madison Beer. Thank you. I'm not, doing a show over here. Flailing. No one knew what I was talking about? You guys know the hot girl that Justin Herbert is dating? Nobody? Okay. I'm sorry to bother everybody. I'll go back to my little soliloquy. Looking like I'm a space alien. We talked about this. All right, hold on. You know what? Turn your microphones on. You don't remember us talking about this? The whole bit where Justin Herbert's dating her? And everyone's like, that's pretty amazing. Good for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Okay. Can you explain why all three of you are looking at me like I had just grown a head out of my nose?
There was other bits happening at the moment.
Yeah. Rival bits.
Yep, there were other bits happening.
Rival bits. Sorry to bother everybody. All right. Sorry to bug you guys. Just over here. Just over here flailing, trying to do some bits on my own, you know? Okay. Remember the time my train of thought got derailed? Oh, yeah. 800-636-1067. That's my venting. That's my venti, which is just another word for large at Starbucks. That's my venting about the defense. I can't believe it's still this. And I also can't believe the numbers, fortunately for them, aren't worse. Again, sixth worst against the pass, sixth worst in terms of yards per play, now middle of the pack against the run, although I do think, again, five of their six games, that run defense has been very, very solid to plus. Last night, the aberration. Maybe something was found out. I don't know. Maybe somebody now knows the word is out and this is how you attack them in the run game. I think outside runs, greater than symbol. Inside runs against them. I would certainly say that, but by and large.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.